vital point this afternoon, Matt, against Gloucester City.
Yeah, it would have been nice to have got all three, and unfortunately, the sending off hasn't helped us, and that's hurt the lads, to be honest, early on, so early on in the game, and you know, it made it difficult. But in terms of performance, we came out in the second half, we had a game plan, we would retreat to the halfway line and stop, you know, condense it, stop them being able to play through us, and then counter them, and it worked a treat. It was fantastic, and on balance of play we had a lot more clearer chances than they did, and for me, we deserve to win, not only get a point, but with 10 men so early on in the game, you've got to be happy with a point away from home.
One of the changes that's made, Stephen Jordan, to come off.
Yeah, Steve, similar problem with it. He felt his groin again, he's tight, which was disappointing, so we had to shuffle it around. We went to a back four, and then the sending off, you know, that killed us a little bit again. So we had to regroup, get to half time, and then, like I said, the game plan was to retreat to halfway line, make it difficult for them to play through us, and counter them, and we did that extremely well. And the lads, the effort that they put in, was, for me, the second half was the performance of the season, because they rallied around each other, their energy levels were outstanding, never say die attitude, and it was a fantastic performance second half.
I'm just a little bit disappointed about the goal conceded.
Well, we got a new goalkeeper in who did very well, and his communication levels, somebody's not tracked the man, so it is obviously disappointing, you know, sometimes it was a great delivery, sometimes you get that. It was disappointing that the man was free who scored, but we showed character, we came back into it, we got level again, and then they went 2-1 up, and then we got level again with 10 men. I'm saying it again, but it was the performance of the season for me, especially second half.
No qualms about the penalty?
No, I think Tiki thought he could get it, and he was just a split second too late, and I think it was a penalty, and I think it was a sending off as well, which is disappointing. But like I say, the lads showed the character they've got, the togetherness they've got, the team spirit that they've got, the never say die attitude, and if they do that like they've done all season, we have no doubt of getting into the playoffs.
You made the change after Jack got sent off and put Jason up, and he got the goal.
Yeah, he did, and he caused problems. He's a clever player. It's difficult. I mean, Jace is clever to come on off the bench. He's also brilliant when he starts. And we just thought with the pitch conditions, we would play a little bit more direct with Jack and Marcus. And then obviously I was forced into it with the sending off from Jack, and we had to change the system. But it worked, and we were even with 10 men the better team.
Marcus Carver ran himself into the ground. Really.
He was outstanding today. One of his performances of the season, and it shows what he's capable of when his head's right. He's unplayable at times. He was a pain in their side, and you know, the only thing that was lacking was a goal. And that's no criticism of him, because he did everything right. He's hit targets. You know, keeper's made a good save, but he's worked tirelessly, and he was outstanding today.
So speak volumes coming to a place like this, away from home, with 10 men, and being disappointed not to win the game.
Yeah, of course it does. That's how far we've come, and that's how good we are, and that's what a group they are in there. They're proud of themselves in the dressing room. I'm proud of them, and they're proud of themselves in the dressing room. We held our heads high, we puffed our chest out, we held our heads high and said how strong we are, and we are a strong unit and very difficult to beat, and I want to give a special mention again. The fans were outstanding, they were unbelievable, and the lads in the dressing room were saying the same. They keep you going. If it was quiet, whether our players would have the same energy, I don't think so. You know, they wouldn't run that extra yard, they wouldn't put their body on the line if it was a quiet atmosphere. But it was from start to finish, constant singing, constant keeping the lads going, and that is massive, and hopefully they'll do that in the next game as well at Halifax.
So it's going to be an exciting climax to the season. You're relishing it?
Relishing it, yeah, of course I am. It's exciting, and it's not. If it was easy, it wouldn't be as exciting. I keep saying that, but it wouldn't be. It's great. You know, this is what football's about, isn't it? And you know, the pressures and the stresses of football makes it more exciting. And I'm looking forward to it. The lads will be looking forward to it, and I'm sure the fans will be looking forward to it. And if they come out in force and get behind the lads, I'm sure we'll get over the line and into the playoffs.